Today we're at the Chicago Innovation Exchange, where my guest is Kristen Barrett. Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, David?
I'm doing great.
It's a pleasure.
Tell me, what's your role here?
I'm the Director of Partner Relations. Mm-hmm. I help build partnerships that can be helpful to the entrepreneurs we have at the CIE.
And I'm a partner, aren't I?
You are. Microsoft is a wonderful partner to
Thank
us.
Thank you. Let's talk about the CIE, the Chicago Innovation Exchange. How long has it been around?
So we opened in October of 2014, so it's been about 4 months now.
Mm-hmm. And what's your goal? What are you trying to do here?
We're trying to enable entrepreneurs who are coming out of the University of Chicago, the faculty, staff, and students, but also in the local community. So, you know, there's a tremendous wealth of untapped talent near us on the Mid-South side, and it's really exciting to be working with not only the student body and the general University of Chicago population, but also the neighbors.
Okay, so you're enabling entrepreneurs. What specifically do you do to enable them?
Sure, so we have 34,000 square feet of space, so we have an innovation campus. The last piece of that will actually come on this June
or
July, across the street.
Okay.
So we currently have a conference space in the Harper Court building, which is about a block away from the space we're sitting in right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily conference space, and it's roughly 10,000 square feet in total. Mm-hmm. It's got space for things like, you know, big talks. We had Ben Horowitz and Don Thompson, the then president of and CEO of McDonald's, there earlier this year. For example, you know, he spoke to a lot of entrepreneurs at the university, along with about 80 high school students from the local area. So really inspirational. And then we have this primary space, which is roughly 20,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So in this space, we have space for about 12 companies to incubate. So we have 24 seats in our incubator. Mm-hmm. Those are selectively chosen companies that we think have a lot of potential, and we're pouring a lot of extra resources.
You have to choose them. They have to meet your criteria.
They have to apply for membership and a role in the incubator, and we have a limited number of seats there.
Well, real quickly, what are your criteria?
So we're looking for companies that we think have the potential to grow dramatically, and they can come from the university or they can come from the surrounding environment.
Okay.
So we've got a mix of both, you know, community startups from the South Shore and Hyde Park area, other startups that have, you know, combination of, for example, faculty at the medical center with a student at the Booth School of Business.
Okay.
Lots of different things. We do really well with businesses that may have a slightly more complex technology. We focus on the first year of life, and that's really the thing that bleeds between all of our businesses.
Hmm.
But they're not required to be a certain industry or sector.
Okay.
We do have, because of the university's strengths, a lot in healthcare IT, energy, water, data analytics.
Is it mostly tech companies?
It's mostly based on a technology, yes. But they don't all have to be web or mobile, if that makes sense. So different type, sort of a more diverse set of tech than just
Sure.
You know,
I was just
online.
Talking to a company that's involved in energy storage.
Exactly.
Energy storage.
Right. And so not exactly, you know, a consumer-focused company.
Sure. But a lot of technology involved.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for people that you think will succeed, that maybe have a great idea and have really good people behind it, and then at least the start of a plan.
Exactly.
Are you helping them along with that plan? Or are you
we
providing
are,
some mentoring
and,
then?
And we're doing a lot of mentoring. I mean, you obviously mentor with us through Microsoft on the technology side. We've got venture capitalists who come in and mentor. We've got folks who do branding and marketing who come in and mentor, all different sectors. We also do a lot of workshops. And so in addition to the Business Incubator, we actually have a general membership as well. It's $50 a month, so it's, you know, a small percentage of what it costs to be at a downtown co-working space. And the space is fabulous. It's
in
an old theater, and it's just beautiful. And hopefully you'll be able to show some of that.
Yeah.
But that space is very flexible workspace. So, you know, if you have a group of 10 people, they can huddle around and pull together a few desks, versus if you're just one person working on your own, it's also just a great way to network into the larger picture.
Yeah, some people just get tired of working out of their basement, and they need some social interaction.
For sure.
Outside.
Well, and honestly, $50 a month, it's cheaper than being at your local coffee shop, most likely.
That's true, yeah. I tell you what, I didn't really know this neighborhood until I started coming here. And this is actually a pretty nice neighborhood.
You know, Hyde Park's really interesting, and 53rd Street in particular has been really interesting for us. One of the reasons we're located here, and we're, you know, about a 15-minute walk from the center of campus, is that we're part of this community revitalization that is going on. And so there's about 25 new retail businesses on 53rd Street.
I didn't know that.
It's really exciting. The Harper Court Tower, which is a 12-story building at one of the big corners here, just opened a little over a year ago, and that brought 570 employees here. And so I think the exciting thing to me is that you see all these new businesses taking off, and you know, we want to interact with those entrepreneurs, we want to interact with entrepreneurs who have other goals. It's really exciting to see the type of growth and amazing potential around here.
Okay, so you've got workshops, you've got some mentoring for your incubator folks, you've got co-working space, meeting space.
For sure. We've done about 125 events, I believe, since we opened about 4 months ago. So, you know, for example...
Wow, 125 events in 4 months?
It's been wild. It's been really busy.
That's more than one every other day, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, we're doing everything from working with World Business Chicago to host UChicago Local and the CASE program, which are real capacity building programs for entrepreneurs or small business owners who want to sell into anchor institutions like University of Chicago. Okay. They might have more complex procurement processes, and so you might need to be trained up on, okay, what is it that I can do to really make myself attractive?
I see.
Through this weekend, we have a program called Ashoka coming in, specifically, it's their Catapult program, and this program is about 35 high school students from the Chicago area, but all over the country and all over the world, who are budding entrepreneurs, and so they're spending basically a full, almost hackathon-style weekend the next three and a half days focusing on how they build their businesses and working together.
Now, everything you're doing here, it sounds kind of expensive. Who's paying for all this?
So, I mean, the University of Chicago has been a tremendous supporter. We have, you know, support from the highest levels in the university, and that really has enabled us to do some spectacular things, and you know, we're just absolutely grateful for that, because I think it's a tremendous effort. I think what that means, though, it's also a collaboration between a lot of different departments in the university. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like about what University of Chicago is doing, frankly, versus other schools that I've worked with, is that they're bringing all of these efforts together in sort of three critical hubs of the university. The Polsky Center for Entrepreneurship is one of our top partners. They're really the amazing teaching arm of entrepreneurship. They have the New Venture Challenge and a number of other contests that have come out, and a really game-changing contest. They've had results like Braintree, which sold to PayPal for $800 million, and Grubhub, which went public last year, which originally started off as student teams in those contests. Mm. They have 20-plus faculty members. Entrepreneurship is now the number one concentration at Chicago Booth, the business school.
Oh, people are basically majoring in entrepreneurships.
Exactly. And so you have that amazing teaching arm that is enables so many students. And then, you know, we also work closely with UChicago Tech, which is the tech commercialization office of the university. And they also make a tremendous impact. They've had some really fantastic success in both licensing, but also spinning out companies based on things that have been discovered at the University of Chicago. And now, you know, we hopefully complement both those organizations really well between our space and our sort of hands-on.
Yeah, it sounds
content.
Like it. Are you are you part of the University of Chicago?
We are. We're fully part of the University of Chicago. And then, I mean, to answer your question, it is expensive. I mean, we also, I think, are tremendously lucky to have the alumni base that we do.
Okay. So a lot of this is funded through donations from the alumni.
For example, we have a $20 million fund that has been, it's called our Innovation Fund, and that is making investments in startups coming out of the university, and that's all alumni donor.
Okay.
Enabled.
And so this whole thing is not for profit. It's
fully non for profit. Okay. Yeah, and I mean,
there are other incubators out there that are actually
for profit for sure. And for us, you know, it's a great also partnership with our corporate partners and others who are a piece of the Chicago ecosystem.
So you guys are mentoring some of these startups, but you're pretty new. Who's mentoring you?
That's a great question. You know, my boss, John Flavin, is a really amazing entrepreneur himself. He's actually taken two companies public in the biotech space. So in terms of understanding that first year of life of a business, and particularly a business with specific complexities to it, like regulatory hurdles or large capital needs. He's an amazing entrepreneur.
I'd like to meet him sometime. You know, my undergraduate degree is biochemistry.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. he's fantastic.
It's not the kind of thing you brag about.
I think it's a really amazing skill set. I'm not a technical skill set, but I really appreciate it. And I think
Where do you get your technical? So you get from your boss brings in some technical skills, and what about the university?
Well, I mean, I think the university as a whole is a tremendous mentor to me. I mean, I am really grateful to the Polsky Center myself. I finished my MBA here at University of Chicago in 2012, so I'm a proud alum. Right. It's been a lot of fun to be here. And
president of my company is an alum of
exactly.
an MBA from here.
and we're extremely proud of him, you might have noticed. but you know, it's folks like Star Marcello and Ellen Rudnick who run the Polsky Center who have given me so much advice over the years, and then faculty like Scott Meadow and Steve Kaplan who are there, or Craig Wortman, who, you know, is one of the most amazing people to teach sales that I know. Just amazing
people. You got a great network here. And you mentioned off camera, you mentioned something, the Argo, what is that?
So one of the exciting pieces of what we're doing here is we're really interdisciplinary. I don't know if you know this, but the University of Chicago actually manages Argonne National Lab and Fermi National Lab, as well as...
I did not know that until just now.
Well, good. I would say, and as well as a Marine Biological Laboratory out of Woods Hole, Massachusetts. So the science coming out of, you know, those organizations, plus the medical center here, the Institute for Molecular Engineering here, it's just in the physical sciences division. It is amazing to see what all these organizations are discovering and then also commercializing.
Oh, so some of these things are turning into startups that are coming out of there. Oh, I see.
I mean, okay. Biological sciences division here has tremendous history in that.
Okay.
It's so exciting. They're, you know, these are folks who are leading their, you know, fields, and you know, University of Chicago's history, Nobel Prizes. I mean, that's the type of leadership that exists here. So from a scientific discovery perspective, it's really exciting to see that also get to the market and get into people's hands and change the world.
Kristen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan. We're so excited about working with all the amazing technologists here at University of Chicago and becoming great friends with all of them.